It's a pleasure to introduce our senior warden as preacher this morning in this stewardship season, Brent Welch. And being senior warden means you're the leader of the vestry, the parish board, if you will, who run the place. Being senior warden does not necessarily mean you're elderly. It means that you're wise and faithful.
Thank you,
Brent.
Can you hear me back there? Good. Yeah, so I can't tell jokes, but when I give tutorials, I juggle a little bit as a kind of an icebreaker. And I figured it's a good metaphor for stewardship, right? So we're all juggling our family and our work and our jobs and our kids and our hobbies and our St. Mark's. And this is such a tall building that it really makes me awfully high. Okay, let's see here. On to the prepared remarks. So, St. Mark's is delightful. I came to St. Mark's because of my wife, Jolene. She grew up mostly on a boat, but she came back to Palo Alto for high school. And her family did not attend church, her best friend attended St. Mark's. And so at Christmas and Easter, Jolene would occasionally come, and so we knew about St. Mark's. And when we were about to have our first child about 22 years ago, we came to St. Mark's, and we found it to be a wonderful, open, kid-friendly place. Carol Bowen was the pastor, and the pews were arranged a little differently, and there were the Bell's daughters were crawling around with bottles hanging out of their mouths, and it was just a very fun or open, welcoming place, and so we knew right away that it would work well for us. After several years of listening to the beautiful music, when my friend Dave Nichols joined the choir, I screwed up my courage and joined the choir at age 40, and that's been a great experience. It did mean I ended up going to church every Sunday, which was a bit of a commitment, but it was totally worth it. And then a little while later, I was lucky to have my mom move out from Virginia, and Buffy now lives nearby, her youngest grandkids, and she sings in the choir, so we commute to practice together, and that's been great. Recently, Matt asked me to be on the vestry. Actually, Matt asked me to be on the vestry a number of times before I said yes. And I have been pleasantly surprised at my time at vestry. It's been very rewarding and enjoyable, although now I'm at church even more frequently. But it's a great organization. The church is very well run. We're blessed with all these great contributors to the church. And in fact, there's lots of ways that you can participate in St. Mark's. And I didn't really fully appreciate that until I looked at the vestry binder that has all the information about the church and how it's run. And I went through and I counted up about 40 different commissions and small groups and ways that people can participate in St. Mark's. So everything from inreach to outreach to adult ed to youth, the list just goes on and on and on. And another thing I learned recently, and actually touches on it in the gospel, is that people like to be asked to help. Okay, so Zacchaeus was asked to put up Jesus and probably his whole entourage, you know, just, hey, I'm coming to your place. And he's like, great, that's fantastic. And so in vestry, you know, I've been learning that it's okay to ask people to do things for the church, and they in fact like to do that. And that works at work as well. You know, if you're used to just sort of doing everything yourself, it is a little bit liberating to be willing to ask people for help. Let's see, just making sure I know what to say next. Okay, so We have all these great things that people can do to help St. Mark's, and I just want to name a few great examples. So we have Mary Beth Train, who does outreach to newcomers and to the 444th Civil Affairs Battalion. We have Gail Grant that does bright lights and sings at the VA. We have Brother Eckhart that does inReach. We have Peter Kidder and Mildred Jones that do outreach. We have George and Mary on Buildings and Grounds that make sure that every last little detail is taken care of and have a plan to fix it all. People like John Frankfurt that help us with this beautiful new floor. We have a tremendous youth program thanks to Lily Dodge and Mary Esther for the teens, and Debbie Thomas and Cynthia Bright and Kathy Chin for the young kids and the children's chapel. And of course, the music staff. Rebecca's not here, but Jim and Rebecca everybody is just so, so good. So even the office staff, Katie Yates is just a little gem sitting there in the office taking care of our website and everything that we do. So I could go on, and I have, and I didn't mention everybody, and I'm sorry, but there are just so many things that we have to be thankful for. And again, you know, our generosity is salvific. I learned a new word, salvific, has to do with salvation. And, you know, being generous is good for the heart and soul right now in this life. Zacchaeus gave away half his wealth, and we're not asking that for you. It's a personal, it's a personal story what you can give to St. Mark's here. I would not have thought that joining the choir would have given me so much, but it really has. The other thing that St. Mark's gave me recently was the opportunity to read Just Mercy by Brian Stevenson. Really good book. I encourage you to read it. It is a strong and powerful book, and so it's a little daunting to consider reading it, but it's really, really quite good. Brian Stevenson runs a nonprofit pro bono law service that helps poor people that are in jail for no particularly good reason, but yet powerless to deal with it on their own. And he's helped a great many people. And so, just the stark difference between being, you know, an old white guy like me who can be driving 80 miles an hour across the Dumbarton Bridge and be polite and get off of the warning versus Brian Stevenson, who can be sitting outside his apartment, listening to music in his car, have the cops called, and be faced with a cop pointing a gun at his head. You know, and he's a lawyer, right? So he's obviously, that's just so not okay. And I hope that books like his can help raise the consciousness of what we're doing in our justice system or not doing in our justice system, because it's very important work. So again, I encourage you to read that. And that even ties in with the psalm where it says, you know, do no evil, seek justice, help the poor. All right, I'll end with, let's see how we're doing. I'll end with saying that stewardship is about gratitude, about being thankful for the great St. Mark's Church that we have and giving in whatever way we can. And it's just out of gratitude for the blessings and hope and promise in this challenging world that we can stop and give back and be thankful.